This is Connecticut Public Radio News. I'm Lori Mack. Walt Disney's hit film Black Panther breaks new ground as the first mainstream superhero movie with a predominantly black cast and plenty of strong leading women. The film's music also opens new doors, introducing authentic African sounds into an action-packed Marvel movie score. Central to those sounds is the talking drum from West Africa, which can be heard sailing above many of the orchestral and choral arrangements. The Senegalese drum soloist heard throughout the film recently visited the U.S. As WNPR's Diane Orson reports, Masamba Diop met with middle school students in Connecticut to talk about his instrument, life in West Africa, and the making of Black Panther.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
My name is Masamba Diop. I come from Senegal, West Africa.
Seventh graders in Fairfield listen and watch very carefully as master drummer Masamba Diop introduces them to his small but fiery instrument called the talking drum. Diop cradles the tunable instrument under his left arm, then compresses and releases its tension strings while beating the drum head with a stick.
In Senegal, we call this tama drum. Everywhere in the world, we call this talking drum. Drum talking.
Diop performs around the globe as the lead drummer for Afropop superstar Baba Mal. He's also worked with musicians like Peter Gabriel, Herbie Hancock, and James Brown. Today, he's in Connecticut as part of the Senegal America Project, which he co-founded more than a decade ago, using music as a vehicle to encourage cross-cultural understanding. He has the students follow him in a call-and-response chant, Somawai, which means my friend in Diop's native language, Wolof.
Somawai, Somawai, Somawai.
Somawai, Somawai, Somawai.
Somawai, Somawai, hey!
Somawai, Somawai, hey!
This workshop is part of an Africa unit at Roger Ludlow Middle School, which has worked with the Senegal America Project for several years and even taken students to Africa. Richard Haxey teaches geography and culture.
The artists use the music as their vehicle. We were trying to use our classroom as that vehicle to teach the kids about global citizenship.
And this year's program is especially exciting, he says, because many students have heard Masamba Diop's drumming featured on the score for the movie Black Panther. 13-year-old Aaron Field is a fan.
Masamba played the drums every time the Black Panther stepped up and every time you saw him in a scene. I think it was one of my favorite Marvel movies yet. I loved it.
Next on the schedule, students are treated to a high-energy concert in the school auditorium. As things start to wind down, U.S. co-founder of the Senegal America Project and fellow musician Tony Vaca talks about performing with Diop.
First of all, he's playful and ferocious all at the same time. He's playful as in, let's go, and ferocious as in, if you can't keep up, you're in the dust.
Later, Diop sits down to talk about recording the music for Black Panther. He first met the film's composer when Ludwig Göransson spent a month in Senegal touring with singer Baba Mal, researching the sounds and rhythms of Africa to weave into his compositions. Baba Mal's voice can be heard soaring over the hilltops in the film as the main character, T'Challa, enters the mythical African nation of Wakanda. While in Senegal, Göransson asked Diop to improvise around the name of the main character, T'Challa. Here he demonstrates how his talking drum talks.
T'Challa! T'Challa!
After that.
T'Challa!
Like that.
I do that, they say me. Oh yeah? You can say T'Challa with the talking drum? I say, yeah. I can say, I can play that.
The composer also asked the drummer to, in Diop's words, follow the action as he watched certain scenes from Black Panther. A few weeks later, he flew Diop out to California to record.
First day when I do my sound check, my talking drum, my sound check with the action with my talking drum, all the people who was there, they jumping. Yeah, we're looking for this guy. We're looking for this instrument. I don't think so. It exists. I say, I'm here.
Asamba Diop is most certainly here. He's already been signed for the next Black Panther film. At the same time, he says he'll keep sharing the message of his talking drum with school kids, one which he says calls on all people from the U.S., Senegal, and even as far away as the mythical land of Wakanda, to look for creative ways to just keep talking. Diane Orson, Connecticut Public Radio News.